Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
FIFA's holding their big draw tomorrow
yes.
morning.
Oh, tell me about this. You're going to be on 96.5 The Fan.
Well, I don't know that we're going to be on the actual radio. I think we're doing a live feed tomorrow morning.
Breaking it down.
Well, yeah, I guess. Me and Steven Spector, Alex Gold, and maybe we are going to be on the air because it starts at 11, and Rob Brenton. And they're putting all the teams into their groups tomorrow. I don't think, and I'm looking through this story right now from CBS, I don't think we'll know yet tomorrow which groups we get.
Then help me explain what tomorrow, like tomorrow they're going to say, like when we do the brackets with college basketball, all of these teams are going to be in the Northeast Division. All of these teams are going to be in the Southwest. Is it going to sort of be like
so
that?
It's kind of like that, except the only difference is you already know the teams. Let me use your college basketball analogy, and it's
yes.
a good one. We already know the teams that are going into the tournament, okay?
Right.
Into, you know, the NCAA basketball tournament. And what you would be doing tomorrow would be, again, to use the college basketball analogy, sitting down to find out, okay, well, where KU's going to be paired with which teams?
Yeah.
Which teams do they have to beat to get to advance?
So we won't necessarily know which grouping Kansas City will get, but we'll will have a group of groupings to look at and say, we're going to get one of these.
So we'll know, like, for example,
that's kind of cool.
We'll know that, you know, the United States is in with, because United States, Canada, and Mexico get automatic ins because they're the hosts. But we'll know that, you know, the U.S. is in, excuse me, with Brazil,
yeah.
Ecuador, and Nigeria. And I think it's four teams per group. In fact, well, historically,
now, do all of those teams go to the same region together?
No.
Or, okay, that's where it's different then. That's what I was asking.
So, and then they'll, like, for example, let's use my example of U.S., Brazil, Ecuador, and Nigeria. The U.S. and Nigeria might play in New York, but Brazil and Ecuador could play in Chicago.
Okay.
You know, and then there's a lot of traveling that goes on.
Clearly.
Yeah. And then, but tomorrow we'll know, like, and there's always this one group called the Group of Death. And I'm imagining that's what we're going to be breaking down tomorrow as they're unveiling the groups. Like, if you were to get a group that included England, Germany, Holland, and South Korea, because yeah. it's got three majors
or
in there.
Duke, North Carolina.
Kansas, and
yes.
Weber State. That would be considered a group of death.
I think from this point forward, when we're talking about these things, you should as closely align it to college basketball as you can.
Okay.
Because for those people that do not super closely follow soccer and where the teams go, and honestly, that's most people. Most people are just now paying attention to how the World Cup works because it's coming here. A lot, you know, there are people out there that are casual soccer fans, Scott. But now that it's coming here, we need probably a refresher explanation on how the teams are chosen. Where are they going? When do we find out where they're going? All those things.
Well, the teams get into the draw. You have to qualify to
yeah.
get in, unless you're the host. And FIFA has started over the last handful of years of splitting hosting duties between two different countries.
It's too much.
Now, Qatar was different because there was a lot of underhanded stuff going on to get the World Cup in Qatar, okay? But like years ago, South Korea and Japan co-hosted.
Okay.
And so that's kind of becoming the trend these days, is you have two different countries co-host. Well, in this case, it's three. It's North America is the host. And so, but then all the other teams other than Mexico, Canada, and the U.S., they have to qualify to get in. It's the usual suspects more often than not.
Yeah.
You know, and tomorrow they do the draw at 11 o'clock.
I will be listening. I'm curious. I really am.
Well, there always is a group of death because there's too many good teams to fit into too few groups.
Slots.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's always one group that has three really good teams in it, and that's your group of death.
Is Ticketmaster one of the worst companies we've ever known?
We're talking about the wheel.
Yes.
Whatever they're called.
We were talking about this the other day, Sam, where there are some concerts here that they are making you prepay for parking, mm-hmm. even if you don't plan on driving your car to the event.
That's called Saltstone.
No, that's
Did we get that confirmed?
No, it's confirmed because my girlfriend said we just bought tickets to that show, one of the shows here in Kansas City.
Yeah.
You have to prepay for parking whether you are parking or not. Like, let's say you're planning on Ubering there, or your teenager is going to drop you off because you mm-hmm. don't want to deal with parking. Doesn't matter. Everyone has to pay for parking. How is that legal? I do have to ask. How is that legal?
We're going to force
you to pay for a product that you are not getting, mm-hmm. you do not want.
You don't have to buy that product.
But name something else where they force you to buy it other than insurance that you're never going
to
use.
Not to go back to our college discussion yesterday, but for 4 years, I had a Kansas City bus pass because to be a student at UMKC, I had to buy one.
Okay.
Care to guess how many times I rode the bus?
Zero. Uh-huh.
Why did you have to have a bus pass?
Part of the deal.
They required it.
I know, but why?
Not to go back to yesterday's conversation, but each semester I had over $700 in random fees for things that I did not use.
All right, your dateline is Atlanta. Concert goers who prepaid for parking through Ticketmaster found their cars booted at a Buckhead Theater show in Atlanta despite having valid parking receipts. The incident occurred after a Chris Fleming comedy performance. About a dozen people purchased tickets through Ticketmaster and used the app's prepaid parking option for the closed IHOP parking lot on Peachtree Road. There's body cam of all of this when police got there. Empire Parking Services had booted approximately a dozen cars during the show's 2:30 p.m., right in the middle of the day afternoon performance, leaving attendees stranded for more than an hour and a half. Mark Mobley was one of them. He says he and other attendees had confirmation receipts from Ticketmaster showing they paid for parking. I'll tell you this. Even when we go downtown now, you got to have the parking app. Have you not been downtown since the app? You got to have the app?
No.
Okay.
I just go in and grab a ticket.
No. So if you go to like the Crossroads now, I'm just going in for a burger, whatever. You pull up to the little meter. There's a big old sign that says, here's your QR code.
Mm-hmm. Pull up your Park KC app.
Pull up your Park KC app. And in Lawrence, it's the same way now.
Well, we had to do that when we did a day trip to Charleston, South Carolina.
You have
Carolina.
To put in your license plate,
yep.
Make and model of your car.
Type in the zone.
Number of this. What is the zone that you're in? I now am so crazy about stories like this, for this happening. I take a photo of my car in that slot. I take a screenshot of the transaction. Because I don't want somebody booting my cars. And, you know, you just never know and saying, well, you didn't pay for this. So the hell I didn't.
Where does the money come from once you scan the QR code and everything? Do they take it out of like your Venmo?
No, you have to type in. You have to physically type in your entire credit card number.
Oh,
so
okay.
Here's a little warning to all you because it's freezing cold out right now.
Because I was going to say, I don't bank through my phone.
If you're gonna
and
go,
I won't.
If you're going to go downtown or somewhere in Kansas City and park with one of these things, don't even get out of your car. Keep the heat on. Stay in your car. Scan the QR code. Do the whole transaction while you're in your warm car. Then get out and walk to the establishment. Because it takes, you know, you got to pull up the app. Mm-hmm. You got to tell it what you want to do.
And now they can price gouge you whenever there's a big event going on. Yay, $30 an hour.
An Atlanta police officer,
been
by the
sour
way,
for the last 2 days, I love it.
Helped negotiate the removal of all of the boots from the attendees without a payment. It still delayed everyone an hour and a half.
Well, I told you when I went to the Chris Stapleton concert, that was my first experience with all the new parking stuff downtown.
Yeah. Good.
And we pulled up into our normal spot. We always park in the same area. We know where it's close to T-Mobile. There's always a couple of spots open. Mm-hmm. We park. We get out. We notice the new signs, and we think to ourselves, that's never been there. We don't need to pay it. And then we look around and notice all the cars with tickets on them.
Really?
Yeah, maybe we should. And then somebody else pulls up behind us because there was two spots where we parked. And the guy gets out of his car. We have a conversation about it. He walks over to one of the cars with a ticket on it, picks up the ticket and says, well, the ticket's $62. If I pay for parking, I'm going to be paying $90. I'll just take the ticket.
Oh,
and walks inside.
Oh, wow.
Because it would have been about 3 hours at $30 an hour.
And that's because of the surge pricing?
Yep.
Oh, that's incredible.
Anytime there's a concert, any type of event, it's $30 an hour to park on the street, by the way. It's not even protected.
That's why.
Joe Blow, homeless man, can walk by and rub whatever he wants to on my car for $30 an hour.
Now, that took a turn that I was not.
Homeless people
rub things on cars?
I don't know. Whatever he's doing.
What is going on in your brain right now?
It's not protected. That's my point.
Focus. Your brain?
Well, that too.
Homeless people can walk into a parking garage and rub something on your car, too. And why is it only homeless people that do it?
What I was going to say is that Sam's example of $30 times three, which is $90, is the exact reason most people will just Uber or say, you know, if you've got like a 19-year-old in your house, hey, dump us off downtown. We'll Uber back.
Well, for example.
But that cuts the cost.
Like, for example, if you go to a Chiefs game. They have a drop-off right there on whatever that road is.
Arrowhead still doesn't say to you, we want $100.
Right. You can drop. There's a little divvy off of the road that leads to.
I know, by that little brown building.
Yes.
The visitor's center.
Yeah, by the visitor's center. And you can just pull in there and drop somebody off. I know because I've done it.
Have you ever seen anyone tumble down that hill?
Yeah. Maybe I have. there was a time.
I may have tumbled up it once or twice.
That hill. Woo! Treacherous going down. Treacherous coming back up.
It hurts more going down. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So we have an update on the fugitive high school football coach out of Virginia. This is from ABC News.
Yes, please.
The wife of a Virginia high school football coach who went missing days before being wanted on charges involving child sex abuse material and solicitation of a minor. The wife is pleading with him to, quote, face the allegations by defending yourself in a court of law. He remains missing for more than two weeks. Travis Turner, 46 years old, of Appalachia, Virginia, was last seen on November 20th. He is wanted on multiple felony charges, including 5 counts of child pornography possession and 5 counts of using a computer to solicit a minor. He's the was the head football coach of Union High School. Turner was last seen by some family members walking into the woods with a gun.
An attorney, by the way, today also says she was not helping him escape when he went missing. He said, I want to be clear, his wife was not helping him escape. In fact, she was the one asking for help to find him. At the time that he walked out and into the woods, he wasn't considered a fugitive. Right. Remember, the feds just said, yeah, we just want to talk to you.
Now, the show is split on whether he went into the woods and committed suicide or whether he's halfway to Mexico. Sam and I believe he's in the woods dead.
Nope.
You believe he's on his way to Mexico. Here's why I think you're wrong, Dana. New information just came out. Turner's car.
Okay.
His keys, his wallet, his daily medications, and his contact lenses and glasses were all left at home. He left his wallet at home.
Okay.
He left his medication at home.
But what I was saying yesterday, and I still believe this, is that anyone who is that bad and that deviant probably had an escape plan. And is it not possible he kept a passport or a spare pair of readers and other things in a grab bag in the woods on his way out when the feds tipped him off that they were coming to investigate. We just want to talk to you. Just want to talk to you about an ongoing investigation. You're not in any trouble. We just want to talk to you. I think it's possible he either had outside help, and I don't mean by family, or he had a bag all set ready to go in the woods.
His wife and kids are reportedly, quote, in distress. Quoting here from a family statement, don't leave your family to fight this battle without you. They love and miss you. They want you to know they are your support.
Their homes and properties have all been searched, quote, multiple times with their consent. They cling to hope he will be found and afforded the opportunity to defend himself in a court of law.
By the way, you're right. The football team plays this Saturday in the state semifinals. They are currently 13-0.
I don't think they're going to find him.
I do.
Well,
skeletal.
Yeah.
Here's
what doesn't make sense about the grab bag idea is there would have to be forethought that he was going to get caught. And typically, if you have enough morality to have forethought that you're going to get caught, you wouldn't engage in said activity in the first place.
Hmm. Yeah. Listen to this sentence, though, Sam. I didn't know this. I thought when he walked out into the woods, the wife knew about the call from the feds. I don't know that that's accurate.
Okay.
Travis was last seen by some of his family as he was walking off into the local woods near his home with a firearm. This was something he had done multiple times throughout the years. He's a hunter. This was something he had done multiple times throughout the years.
Was he hunting with a firearm?
When he did not return, it might have been a rifle, we had a shotgun.
Yeah, right.
When he did not return to home that evening, his wife called police. As directed, she filed a missing person report the following day. And of course, she was concerned because, as you said, Scott, you know, he had left his keys and whatever behind. That sentence makes it sound like she didn't know law enforcement had reached out to him saying, hey.
Well, she might not have. He may have been the one that took the call.
Right.
Hey, just hang tight.
And then they see him going off to go duck hunting or whatever.
We're heading your way. We just want to swing by and ask you a couple of questions.
Also, if you're a cherished member of the community, and even if the wife had answered the phone, she's just going to think, oh, you know, just some investigation.
Maybe about something at school. You would never think that.
Yeah.
That.
I would hope that her first thought wasn't, oh, it's that child pornography.
Yeah. But I guarantee you, Sam, it was his first thought.
Oh,
which
is why,
guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
When the feds go, hey, we're just going to swing by. We just want to chat.
I've had the FBI call and say they wanted to talk to me
once.
And both you and I have had it, and it's for the same reason. Our former spouses were applying for a job that involved extremely sensitive government information.
Yeah.
Security clearance.
Yeah, not that they were going to be around it, but they would be working
with people. Could they be blackmailed?
Right. They would be working with people who did have access to it. And I remember they sat me, I think Shonda got a job there first, right? Before Joe?
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah. And I remember meeting with them downstairs in the podcast room.
Oh, I met with them in our office.
Did you? And I'm telling you, even though I knew I had done nothing wrong and this was just a security clearance interview.
It was still somebody with the FBI.
Bro, I had three. I was sweating bullets.
Has she ever threatened the life of any president?
No.
No.
I mean, did you say me?
Sam, I'm not kidding. I was so nervous being interviewed by the FBI, and they wanted to know, are you aware of any gambling debt?
That was another one. Any gambling debt?
Mm-hmm. They asked me if Shonda had ever spoken in a violent manner against any politician, in particular a president of the United States. And I'm like, no.
Well, it's almost like when you're driving down the highway and you see a cop up there on the right and you're following the speed limit, you still hit the brakes.
Yeah.
You're like, wait, I was following the law.
And your hands go 10 and 2.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to signal 150 feet before my lane change.
I always get nervous. You know, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm a guy who goes the speed limit or a little bit under. The older I get, I'm becoming my dad. And I'm a Dr. Rick commercial in real life.
Standing in your blue Stafford robe in your front yard yelling, get off my lawn.
Yeah. But I was in traffic the other day. I was in my neighborhood, which is just one lane in each direction. And I'm just driving home from the grocery store, right? Ran over to Hy-Vee to grab some supplies. I'm heading home. And this police officer is coming the opposite direction on a side street just outside of my neighborhood. And I waved, you know, just kind of, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Just trying to be nice. And then I remember having a conversation on this show years and years ago where a former police officer said, you know, if we want to pull you over,
we can
almost find a reason. And waving at them was, I said, give me an example of something I could do where I'm not breaking the law.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm going the speed limit. Lights are on. Give me one example of something I could do that would give you maybe an excuse to say, oh, I need to investigate further. And he goes, don't wave at me.
Why? I waved at an officer today.
And he said, this was a former police officer, and 99.99% of police officers are doing it for the right reason. They're good people.
There is no way waving is probable cause.
He said that could be a sign that you want my attention.
Oh. Well, like today, I passed an Overland Park police officer in an SUV, and I did the one finger wave. What up? I did a what up.
No, that's help.
Okay,
no.
The one finger wave does not sound like you
no,
were saying
no,
what
with
up.
With my pointer finger, I went, hey, what
this,
up?
Dana, this is the one finger wave.
No, not that finger. The nice finger.
And what does it mean? What does it stand for?
What up? I was trying to show him I'm cool.
Sup?
I don't have anything to hide.
Sup, dog?
I'm a mom. He didn't wave back, but
so the one finger wave is indicative of I'm a mom?
No, what up?
So I give him two fingers, I'm a dad. Is that what we're saying here?
It doesn't signal I need it. I'm in distress.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Hey, don't forget, if you can help us, we'd really, really appreciate it. Coats for Kids 2025 is up and running. Just text KMBZ Coats, one word, KMBZ Coats, to 44321, and thank you.
All right, what is it?
Are you ready?
I love Taylor, but you got to get me to it.
Are you ready for the biggest news on the planet?
What?
Yes, sir.
They have announced, according to sources, their wedding date.
Oh, stop it. I thought you were going to say they found the coach.
Wait, what? You're not happy about this?
Well, I am happy.
No, she needs bad news. Yeah. I need good news
well,
in my
good
life.
Good news would be that they found him.
Who cares about the biggest wedding in Chief's Kingdom and maybe the all of America?
Amen.
I want to know about the child porn guy.
I care. Please tell me, when is the wedding?
June 13th of 2026.
Ooh.
2 days before my birthday.
Of course, the 13th, because Taylor Swift's lucky number is
13. Of course,
13.
Please.
What day of the week is that? Have you looked that up?
I have not.
I'll look that up.
Give me a minute.
No, hang on. I got it. I got a phone right here.
It's a Saturday.
Oh, how convenient. How convenient.
How convenient. Oh. And it's in Rhode Island, correct?
You know, I didn't read the story.
Oh, I saw the huge.
Yeah. Having a ceremony in Rhode Island.
Yeah, yeah.
Where she has a home.
Huge, huge, cool, like yellow and white mansion.
They also said that they will be having a second ceremony, potentially in Tennessee.
Aw, good.
Where she has another home.
Good for them.
Well, she has a home everywhere she wants to have.
Is it true, or did you tell me, Sam, he doesn't want her music played at Arrowhead anymore?
It has come out that he told the PA people, producers at Arrowhead Stadium, that he does not want to hear their music at all, her music at all in the stadium.
Okay, can we go back to your sneezing and what is the, what is the...
That's two so far.
What is three. The record?
13 is the record.
Oh, 13,
UNT
speaking
Swift.
Of.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I was only three. I don't necessarily feel a fourth yet.
Okay.
But I also wonder if the music request also weighed in or led into showing her fewer times on the screen.
Well, are they showing her fewer times or is she just not at as many games?
No.
She's at the games.
She's
and
there.
Initially, I had just assumed that it was her people that said to the NFL, like, you know, at this point, you're using me for free publicity.
Or can we just dial it back a little bit?
But, you know, and I said this early on, why it felt weird for me. I was never one of those guys that was like, I'm going to stop watching football if you keep showing Taylor. But it was kind of weird.
Pretty.
It was kind of weird to me that, you know, every time he had a success, they're like, hey, here's his girlfriend.
I think if I were her, I would be uncomfortable with it. Not just from a security standpoint, but from a oversaturation and all the Brads and Chads that are complaining about it, I wouldn't want to be shown.
But for what Travis said is when they play Taylor Swift's music in the stadium,
it's distracting.
It takes it, well, not even that.
Oh.
It takes it from a Chiefs event to a Travis event.
I love that. And you
it's
would not
team.
Want that for a team.
Interesting.
It separates him from the team and he does not want to be separated. And again, I'm just spitballing here. Maybe that weighed into the decision to stop showing her 748 times a game.
Yeah.
Because now it's only like three.
You would not want to be shown. You just wouldn't. You'd be look, I'm just here to support my man and enjoy the game. Leave me alone.
I would never want, even with all the money that would come with it, that sort of fame.
Oh, God, no.
I mean, that has to be, and I know everybody's rolling their eyes at me right now, you know, cry me a river, whatever. That level of fame is so limiting on what you could actually do in life. David Lee Roth famously once said, money doesn't buy happiness, but it can rent a lot of good times. And he may have been right. But, I mean, think about this. If she wanted to go see the Eiffel Tower, go to the top. There's a restaurant up at the top, right?
They'd have to shut it down.
They would have to shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just going to make a lot of people angry. If she wanted to go, you know, like when I took the kids to London in the summer of 2023, nobody knows who I am. I'm just another dumb American. And we're standing outside of Buckingham Palace watching the, I don't know the official term for it, but the changing of the guard, right? The guys with the big, tall, black, bear fur hats and all this stuff, and they're just very and we're just standing outside of Buckingham Palace outside the gate watching them do that inside the gate.
Yeah.
You know? They can't do that.
She can't go to Target, Scott.
She can't go anywhere.
Correct.
I mean, getting
there
her...
There you go.
Beg your pardon?
It's just, there you go. I told you I had the biggest news on the planet, and I delivered.
Thank you.
Sam, your journalism chops are second to none in this town.
Missing football coach. I was like, we were just talking about that.
And you're up there with Michael Mahoney, Dave Helling.
I know.
Jeez, Louise, you're
good.
Give
me a Murrow now.
You are good.
Oh, God. Woo.
By the way, that is just page six sources, so they could be completely wrong. Yeah. But
did you hear that? Because, and Sam, you've been grumpy old man lately, and I know how you feel about screen time with children. So I'm just going to warn you, this is going to trigger you, this story. Did you hear that McPherson Middle School
Ain't no fear.
There ain't no fear in McPherson. Mm-hmm. Has decided to end assignments on individual Chromebooks to reduce screen time. The Kansas school is shifting to classroom-only device policies as parents report reduced anxiety in their students. McPherson Middle School is making a shift in how students use technology. They are moving away from assigning each student a personal Chromebook in an effort to limit screen time. My, how we have not come full circle.
Yep.
Remember 10 years ago, everybody had to have a Chromebook. Now they're going, not so much.
I was the first, my senior class was the first class in my high school
to have
where
it.
Everybody had a laptop.
Technology has a wonderful place in education, but what we have found is that we've just simply immersed students too much in technology. Quoting here from the principal, it is too readily available, and therefore it's too distracting.
Yeah, but that's also what they're going to be dealing with in the future when they get older and
graduate
high school.
They're still using it. Under the new system, students will no longer take the Chromebook home with them each night. Instead, they will find carts in their homeroom classrooms where they can check it out, use it all during the day, put it back.
Okay, don't tell me this is about student anxiety and
I think it probably is.
This is about cost.
This is about them not dropping it when they get home.
I don't think it is.
Good try, though.
I don't think it's necessary to have the Chromebook taken home. I don't.
Well, not every family has a computer at home, though. And what if the assignment is on the Chrome?
Which is why they
can use their time during the day.
Had that one kid, one computer policy initially was because it leveled the playing field. And by playing, I mean we played a lot of games in class. All of them.
Literally, we were playing in class the entire time.
This is Hex game that I don't even know if it still exists. But, man, I got to, like, level 4,000.
But how do they block, you know, we had this conversation the other day about how Missouri is now required ID to get onto Pornhub or whatever. And I was explaining that Pornhub's not the only website in America offers that. Well, I do, actually. I did a little research. And there, you can get on other sites in the state of Kansas. You just can. I know that. So how do they block on a school's computer that kind of content if the state can't block that kind of content?
So I was very early on, so they were still working out the kinks. I never used it for that content. But
sure, Sam. Okay.
There were a certain number of other websites they didn't want you going to in the middle of the day, like, I don't know, social media.
Sure.
And I'll tell you that I was on Twitter all day, every day.
Because the kids find a way around it.
Yeah, it's the easiest thing in the world. And if you have even an ounce of computer knowledge, and if you are 15 today, that's all you know, you can get around it lickety-split. There's also a story in the stack about a study that Gen Z freshmen can't do math.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I'm the curmudgeon.
Gen Z freshmen, high school
freshmen
cannot do math.
Do basic math, addition, subtraction.
Oh, I don't believe that for 1 minute.
I didn't do the study.
It was in the stack. I'll find it.
There's testing to be done first of all, when you go into high school to figure out placement. And when you leave high school, there's testing to be done if you want to move forward.
We also talk about the number of people who can't read.
Well, that's
managed
true.
To graduate high school.
Well, yeah. Remember the other day it was either last week or the week prior. We had a teacher on who said basically the rule of thumb in public schools these days is, you know, try to educate them as best you can. Yep. But if you can't, you keep them moving forward.
Pat them on the back and say, good luck, kid.
Yep. You know, you sucked in the sixth grade. Good luck in the seventh.
Yeah. High school freshmen cannot do basic math.
And you know,
I don't agree.
When we were younger, there was always that kid in the 10th grade who had a full Tom Selleck mustache, and that's because he was held back twice.
There was also the kids that were like the Mensa members that were brilliant, that you knew even in Topeka there was going to be one of them going off to an Ivy League. And then there was a kid that sniffed glue.
What is that supposed to mean, even in Topeka?
Well, there were a couple of kids in my class that you knew were going to a big school. They were so smart.
When we get back, the 10 worst Christmas songs of all time. The 10 worst. Just think about it.
I don't need to think. I know.
All right. We'll get to that in just a second. Hey, don't forget about Coats for Kids. Take a moment if you can and text your donation to KMBZ Coats. That's one word, KMBZ Coats, to 44321.
holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So, Kansas City, you can thank me. Sam was getting ready to destroy your White Christmas challenge. What is this song? It's the Wham song.
This is Christmas in Kansas. Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you hear the Wham song.
It's White Christmas, isn't it?
No.
It is the Wham song. Which one is it? Anyway.
We said
last Christmas.
If we would not.
So Sam was like, I'm going to play.
I'm going to do
Wham.
It.
I'm going to piss a bunch of people off. I said, no, just play Christmas in Kansas City.
I'm calling it right now. Brad Millison, writer, singer,
treasure.
Christmas in Kansas City.
Treasure.
Any new stadium that we build needs to be the Brad Millison Stadium.
I don't know that I can agree with that.
Okay.
No doubt about
can
it.
Can I guess some of the worst right, Christmas songs?
So here are the top 10 worst Christmas songs of all time. Go ahead, fire when ready.
Is Mariah Carey on the list?
No.
Because it is so overplayed.
Nope. Not even. But there are some current artists.
Okay.
And there are some older ones.
Is there anyone's rendition of...
Nobody pre...
Yeah, give me...
1980.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Nobody pre-1980.
Well, there's one name I don't recognize, but all the others I do.
I hope Bon Jovi's not on there.
No. Gosh, you're way off. Number 10 is NSYNC. Oh. I never knew the meaning of Christmas.
Oh, please tell me Christmas Shoes is on there. Dumbest song I've ever heard in my entire life.
Number 9 is Neil Diamond, Cherry, Cherry Christmas.
No, take that back.
Number 8 is The Killers, Don't Shoot Me Santa.
Oh, well.
That was a good one.
Please don't.
Number 7 is The Pussycat Dolls, Santa Baby.
Oh.
Number 6, I've never heard of this guy. Lou Monte, Dominic the Donkey.
Okay.
Number 5, New Kids with Funky, Funky Christmas. Number 4, the rendition of The Little Drummer Boy, which is my favorite Christmas song.
I love The Little Drummer Boy.
By Jessica and Ashley Simpson.
Oh, but please find that and play it.
Number 3 is New Song, The Christmas Shoes.
Oh, thank you.
Yep. Number 2, Elmo and Patsy with Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Oh.
And the worst Christmas song of all time.
Uh-huh.
It is Alvin.
Hula Hoop.
Alvin and the Chipmunks with the Chipmunk song, Christmas, Don't Be Late, and they just write underneath it, Nails Meet Chalkboard.
I think the Simpson Sisters rendition of whatever it is they sang ever is worse.
Little Drummer Boy.
Yes, please.
That's not as bad as I thought
it'd be. It's got meaning.
Oh.
Whoa.
That was violent. That's not as bad as I thought it would be. Oh, that.
The drums are a little loud. A little overmodulated there, kids.
A little jarring.
That's not terrible, but it's not bad. Bob Seger's version.
They're probably also not singing it.
All right, that's
okay, that's enough of that.
All right, and your funnest cities in America, they've done a ranking of the top 20. Kansas City did not make the list.
Oh.
Top five is New Orleans, Atlanta, Miami, Orlando, and Las Vegas. St. Louis did make the list at number 13. So if your idea of fun is dodging bullets, St. Louis is your town.
Oh, Scott, be nice.
It's a very violent town.
Duck, dive, dip, dodge.
I think that's the new city motto.
Okay, yeah. Stop.
Birthdays today, Jay-Z is 56, Jelly Roll is 41, Tyra Banks is 52, and Jeff Bridges is 76 today.
Wow.
On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we're all back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Festivus Friday tomorrow. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.